ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be examining a question that a lot of people ask, and it's kind of interesting that people would ask this. That question is about the characteristics of the Holy Prophet. You know, obviously, you know, we are in a time when we were not blessed with, you know, being in the presence, the physical presence of the Holy Prophet. So, you know, a lot of people are inquisitive. They want to know, you know, what was the Prophet like? What did he look like? You know, what did he wear? What, you know, how was he? These are all questions that people ask because, you know, we have all heard of the fact that the Prophet's characteristics, you know, were very great. He was very a very noble man. And, you know, the Holy Quran, it praises the character of the Holy Prophet. You know, it says that, إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. This is a famous verse of the Holy Quran. Surely you are of a noble character, of a great character. You know, but these are all general things, you know, about the Prophet's character. We also know, we know that he was trustworthy, he was truthful, sadiq, ameen, you know, these kind of things. But we, you know, people want to know, you know, exactly what he did. You know, a lot of people want to adopt those, you know, mannerisms, those characteristics in their lives. Fortunately, you know, in contrast, this is one of the distinctions of Islam, in fact, that, you know, each of the minute details of the Prophet's life, you know, the way he was, the way he looked, all of these things, they were recorded by not only by his companions, they were narrated from, you know, his family, the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salam, and they have been recorded and transmitted and passed down to us in the form of beautiful hadith. So there is a way in which we can learn about practically, you know, and particularly learn about the particulars and details of the life of the Prophet, and consequently there's a hope that we can, inshallah, adopt these characteristics in our own lives. You know, by way of example, you know, there's so many hadiths regarding this. In one hadith, it's been narrated, Anas, famous companion of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's been narrated as having said, if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not see one of his brothers for 3 days, by brothers he means one of his companions, one of his brothers in faith, if he did not see him for 3 days, he would ask about him. Right? If he was away, he would pray for him. If he found out that his companion had gone away and he was far away from him, the Prophet would definitely pray for him. If he was present, meaning if he learned that this person was present, the Prophet would go visit him. He would physically go and visit this person. And if he was sick, he would visit him. This is a very beautiful hadith, and it shows the compassion of the Prophet, you know, we can learn how we should, you know, treat our friends and our brothers in faith from this, you know. Regarding the tolerance of the Prophet, it's been narrated, the same person, Anas, he narrates that I was walking with the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and he was wearing a Najrani robe that had rough sides, very kind of a coarse shirt. A Bedouin, an Arab Bedouin, came upon the Prophet and pulled him by the robe very roughly, kind of tugged at his shirt or his robe. Anas says, I looked at the side of the Prophet's neck, and the side of the robe had left a mark from the strong pull. It had left a mark on the skin of the Prophet. He then said, I mean, the Arab said, O Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, give me some of Allah's money that you have. The Prophet looked at him, laughed, and ordered that he be given some money. Some of the shows the tolerance of the Holy Prophet. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. we were looking at the characteristics of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.